Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 16th. The grains was kind of mixed here overnight. December corn down a penny and a quarter at 492. December wheat down 2¾ cents at 582.5. And November beans up a half a cent at 1280¾. We did see some export sales this morning, 183,000 metric tons of meal to the Philippines, 200,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, so a little bit of business there. We're starting off the week with the dollar down about 24 ticks. Stock market very strong, the bonds down a full point. I think the strength in the stock market is due to the fact that Israel hasn't had a full-out assault on the Gaza Strip. They seem to be holding pat for the time being. I'm not sure why, but that's giving some people the feeling that maybe the war might not be as bad as some think it can be. There's been an awful lot of talk about how bad it can be, and I believe that can happen. It's a powder keg, and whether or not somebody throws a match remains to be seen. I think the beans were down Friday off of better weather in Argentina. Looks like they're going to get some rains next week. The rains are going to continue on southern Brazil. Northern Brazil, maybe a few spotty rains, but it looks still very dry there, so they need more rains. But overall, we're just in a bit of a quandary here. During the week today, we'll get the NOPA crush. People expect that the soybean oil stocks are going to be very low, so that could bolster the bean oil out here. Crude oil is down 36 cents a barrel as we speak, but it's still pretty high-priced oil. And the bean oil has been on a pretty good break, so a little bit of rally here in the bean oil wouldn't surprise me this week. On Thursday, we'll get export sales. They should be a little bit stronger than we've seen here as we start to see some post-harvest export activity transpiring around here, so that's good news. Tonight, we'll get the crop progress report. They should show beans well over 50% harvest complete and corn approaching 50% harvest. So I think we're pretty much right on time there. The crop rating's probably steady in corn, steady to maybe one lower in the beans. But for the week, I think it's going to be a very cautious market, waiting to see what Israel's going to do against Gaza, if anything. But overall, we still have the problem in Ukraine. The Russians keep bombarding Ukrainian grain ports, and nobody seems to be paying much attention to that out here. All the attention has really been on the Israeli war. So that's really about it for the week. We'll get cattle on feed on Friday. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.